Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, sidingunlimited.com. Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, sidingunlimited.com.
Let's go to Denver, shall we? We check in with Brewers.com writer Adam McKelvey. Adam, I noted when the Rockies played their home opener, there was snow. It was actually snowing for the home opener, and here are the Brewers now in Denver. I'm hoping for a non-snowy evening of baseball in Denver.
Well, so am I, but I'm on Brady Street, so you built that all up, and I'm talking into the void, saying, "Craig, I'm home." I go to Arizona this weekend. So
there you go.
I get my first breather. That sigh that you guys were just talking about, that was me. Yesterday, after getting through 6 weeks of spring training and opening day at Yankee Stadium and then the opening homestand.
Well, and let's be honest, there's always something interesting happening on Brady Street. So that could be a whole nother segment.
Yeah, we'll do that. Hey, come down. Let's do a show from, I don't want to name a place in case it's not a sponsor or something.
But, the Futon Shop isn't there anymore.
Yeah,
it's gone.
No.
That was the funniest place. Brady Street Futon.
I'm old enough to remember Ala Reed, for goodness sake, the clothing shop.
Oh.
That was way back.
Well, I just stopped in Apollo the other day. That's a good one. I'll name drop Apollo. That's one of my favorites.
There we go. All right, so you're off to Arizona after the Brewers' first leg of this road trip. First official road trip, I guess you could call it, as the Brewers are at 500, Adam, much better than they were a week ago. But it's interesting to hear Pat Murphy talk and say, "No, we're not playing that great, right? Still got guys who aren't swinging the bat well. We're down 10 pitchers." Almost seemingly amazing that the Brewers are 5-5.
Yeah, decimated is the word he keeps using about the pitching staff. And I mean, it is pretty amazing. It was, brought to the front of my mind again yesterday when they traded for Quinn Priester from the Red Sox, a guy who, we could see him in the rotation Thursday. They need to first get him to Denver, then sort of like, have this conversation with him before they have a conversation with us. But I have Thursday kind of as an open date in the rotation right now. And I mean, they've got a nice rotation sitting on the injured list with Nestor Cortez and Tobias Myers and Aaron Civale and of course Brandon Woodruff and Aaron Ashby and DL Hall. I mean, these are guys who were expected to be big innings eaters. Maybe Woodruff is the exception because he has to take all the time that he needs to get back from the shoulder surgery. But the rest were all players that they really anticipated being steady contributors, innings eaters in that rotation, and they're all out right at the start. So it's been a scramble, and they're kind of doing their best to patch holes. And Quinn Priester, they believe, is more than that. He's a guy who can help them now, but they also really like him as a future starter for this organization.
So who exactly is Quinn Priester besides the Brewers' newest pitcher? What do we know about this guy?
He's a Midwest guy from Illinois. He was a first-round draft pick of the Pirates, and those who followed baseball over recent years know that there's this long history of Pirates pitchers, Garrett Cole, Tyler Glass now, who are big-time prospects. They don't make it in Pittsburgh, and they get traded somewhere and then become really solid pitchers in Major League Baseball. And it was interesting talking to Matt Arnold yesterday. Quinn Priester is about 100 innings into his Major League career. His ERA is north of 6. So we're not talking about a tiny sample at this point, but he's 24 years old. And what Matt Arnold said is if you think about Brandon Woodruff coming up, you think about Freddie Peralta, especially think about Corbin Burns in 2019 when he was statistically maybe the worst pitcher in the National League. And I got all kinds of social media is great for this. I got all kinds of messages saying it's time to cut bait, that he'd been given a long enough leash. He's not going to make it. He's no good. And they should move on from Corbin Burns. Well, we all know what happened to Corbin Burns. He became a Cy Young winner, and he signed for $200 million in Arizona this offseason. And it was interesting that Matt Arnold mentions Quinn Priester in the same category with those pitchers. And he said, I'm not trying to put pressure on this guy to turn into that level of starter in the major leagues. But that gives you a sense of what they think he can be. if he's put with the right, in the right organization, given the right tools, does the development he needs to do, gets the experience that every pitcher needs, takes all the punches in the mouth that a lot of starting pitchers take when they're young, they think he could become that kind of a guy. And that really stood out to me from my chat with Matt Arnold yesterday. This is not just a plug a hole to get a couple of starts out of somebody while they wait for Tobias Myers, Aaron Civale, and these other pitchers who are getting pretty close to come back. This is someone they think that can be a part of this organization for a while, and it's why they paid a pretty hefty price for him.
Well, he's young. He's 24 years old. It underscores some of the issues the Brewers are having staying healthy. But there's also, I think, a bigger story here, Adam, in just how the Brewers have turned players who are having so-so or maybe subpar years or starts to their career and turn them into big-money players. I think about recent trade acquisitions like Drew Pomeranz and Gio Gonzalez and Jordan Lyles. I mean, these guys are like, oh, okay, I don't know. David Stearns or Matt Arnold sees something, but they weren't doing much. And then they get to Milwaukee, and all of a sudden they parlay that experience into a multi-year deals in other places. What is it about the Brewers' pitching world that makes for these sort of corrections and career turnarounds?
It's like everything, a combination of many things. And a big one is good coaching. They have tools, with some of which are like this kind of computerized assessment system where they plug all the data into and it spits out answers for you. They've put in the right parameters to get good answers on a lot of good players. But, I think they would, even the people running that system would tell you it's always the people. So it's Chris Hook and Jim Henderson, the pitching coaches. It's the analytic guys who are evaluating that data. It's the players themselves, obviously, for taking the steps they need and having the patience and the fortitude to get through bad stretches. And then it's this thing called opportunity. And when you are a team like the Brewers that's winning on a different budget than the Dodgers and Yankees and other clubs, you are just naturally going to be giving opportunities to players that other organizations might run out of patience with. And it's not always work for the Brewers, but you name some names there. I mean, I would add Tobias Myers is like a prime example of this last season. He was the Brewers Pitcher of the Year, and he was 2 years removed from 1-15 with almost an 8 ERA at the AAA level. A lot of organizations would and did give up on Tobias Myers, but he had these ingredients, that kind of special fastball that led the Brewers to give him a chance, and he kind of came out of nowhere last year and, in some ways kind of saved that rotation. I mean, it was a group effort, but he stands out at the front of that pack. And, having the flexibility to try things, to try guys, it can lead to bad outcomes, but it can lead to good outcomes too. And the Brewers are a club that has the flexibility to provide those opportunities and find sometimes some diamonds.
And Adam, last night the Brewers got Daz Cameron. He has a unique family connection, right?
Yeah, Mike Cameron is his dad, who Brewers fans will remember from 08. I always get my years kind of conflated, but 08 was Mike Cameron, one of the just all-time great people in the game of baseball. We see him a lot. He comes to he's involved with the Mariners, and you'll see him in spring training, and he'll always be out on the field, catching up with Ricky Weeks or some of the other longtime Brewers people. But look, this Daz Cameron is not on. He's not coming to the big leagues. He's a minor league player right now. He's not on the 40-man roster, and he's one of those guys that becomes depth. And it's boring because we talk about the stars. We focus on the stars. The stars are often the ones who win and lose games. But every now and then, it's that depth piece who comes up and plays such a big role, and you never know when that's going to happen. And those 08 teams, the 11 teams, even the 82 Brewers. Mark Brohard is a name Brewers fans will know, who came out off the bench in the ALCS and won a huge game for the Brewers. So Daz Cameron has a chance to be that guy. Remember Brewer Hicklin, the first Brewer named Brewer?
Yeah, that was something.
He was traded during the opening weekend when they had to remove him from the 40-man, and it created a situation where they're going to lose him to waivers. So they traded him to Detroit for, I think that might have been just a cash deal. And I think Daz Cameron kind of backfills that spot. But look, again, this is an organization that uses 60 guys a year now, and he has as good an opportunity as anybody, even with that young, crowded outfield crew, to come up and help in the big leagues, and you get up there, and you never know when you're going to be the guy to win a game that really matters.
Well, hopefully the bats get going here in Denver, a city that has been known to see the ball fly out of the ballpark on occasion, even on a chilly day. The ball tends to fly out there. As the Brewers take on the Rockies, Adam will be on the second leg of the road trip. If you see him on Brady Street today, give him a high five or buy him a sub sandwich or something like that.
Love that.
Appreciate it, Adam.
Damage. Come on.
Well, it sounds delicious about now, doesn't it?
Oh, I guess it does.
Okay.
Something to wash it down with. I mean, come on.
You can go into the Brady and the Walgreens on Brady for that.
Yes, and probably some asbestos, too. Adam, we'll check in again next week. Thank you.